The Moose Jaw Warriors undoubtedly had a feeling of déjà vu in Swift Current on Monday afternoon. Plenty of scoring chances, lots of opportunities, but nothing to show for it. Much like things were going for team in early December. And like that stretch of games, the Warriors also find themselves on a two-game losing skid for the first time since before Christmas. The Broncos scored a pair of goals late in the second period to take the lead and would never look back, going on to a 5-2 victory in Western Hockey League action. The Warriors fell to 3-4-1-8-0-2 and have now fallen 2 points back of Medicine Hat for second in the Eastern Conference, while both Swift Current and Red Deer are now only 4 points behind. Owen Pickering opened scoring for Swift Current at the 9:44 mark of the first period, but the Warriors would get that right back only 30 seconds later. Rylan Kovacevic out-dueled a defender in the corner and got the puck into the slot for Braden Schuurman, whose quick shot found the back of the net to tie the game. A lapse late in the period saw the Broncos scored twice in 1:46 to take a 3-1 lead into the break. Brady Burney gave Swift Current the lead with 2:52 to play in the frame and Connor Havidston made it 3-1 with 6 seconds remaining. The second period was a largely back-and-forth affair, but Owen Burge was the only one to hit the score sheet, putting home a shot from the slot for his second of the season 2:50 into the period. The Warriors had their chances as the second progressed, including a pair of power plays where they were unable to get a shot on net. A defensive zone breakdown early in the third saw Swift Current extend their lead to 2. Connor Geeky picked up a rebound off the end boards and put a between-the-legs pass out front to Ty Copeland, who beat his man to the slot and put a shot top-shelf glove side 3:47 into the period. Moose Jaw had only a handful of chances as the period progressed, and Ryan McCleary would put things away with an empty net goal, with 2:24 to play. Jackson Unger stopped 22 shots in taking the loss, while the Warriors had 26 on Reed Dyke. The Warriors are back in action on Wednesday night when they continue their 8 games in 14 days road trip in Lethbridge against the Hurricanes.